This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Today is National Energy Conservation Day. This day is annually observed to raise awareness about the importance of energy conservation and to highlight the nation's achievement in energy efficiency. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu felicitated the winners of the National Energy Conservation Awards 2025 and National Painting Competition on Energy Conservation 2025 in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, the President said that energy conservation is no longer just an option but a necessity of the present time. In Arunachal Pradesh, general elections to the Panchayati Raj institutions and municipal bodies of Itanagar and Pasighat will be held in a single phase tomorrow from 7 a.m. till 4 p.m. Meanwhile, out of the total 8,208 seats of Gram Panchayats in the state, 6,227 candidates have already been declared unopposed and polling will be held on 1,947 seats. 2,171 polling stations have been set up for the panchayat and municipal elections, while 79 polling stations have been established for the elections of the Itanagar Municipal Corporation and Pasighat Municipal Council. Approximately 15,000 polling personnel have been deployed to ensure the elections are conducted smoothly. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, has earnestly appealed to every voter in the state to participate wholeheartedly in the upcoming panchayat and municipal elections and cast their vote tomorrow. Reflecting on India's democratic legacy, the Governor reminded citizens that the country stands as the world's largest democracy, founded on universal suffrage and adult franchise. Every vote, he emphasized, carries great significance and must be exercised with sincerity, not only as a constitutional right, but as a moral and national duty. He also called upon all officers on election duty to uphold the highest standards. Meanwhile, Visakha Yadav, Deputy Commissioner cum District Election Officer, Panchayati Raj Papumpare, has also urged voters to ensure a peaceful, violence-free elections and strictly adhere to the principle of one voter, one vote, thereby strengthening the foundations of democracy. According to the directions issued by the State Election Commissioner, Arunachal Pradesh, the documents for verification of the identity of an elector on the day of poll for the Itanagar Municipal Election 2025 are EPIC issued by Election Commission of India, passports, driving license, PAN cards, service identity cards issued to its employee by state, central government, public sector undertaking, photo affixed bank passbooks, photo post office passbooks, students' photo identity card issued by recognized educational institutes, ration card, photo ILP, SC, ST, OBC certificate issued by competent authority, pension documents, arm license, certificate of physical handicap issued by competent authority, Aadhaar card. Press Information Bureau Fact Check has called a video fake that is being shared in several social media accounts with the claim that China has started a massive military buildup near Arunachal Pradesh. PIB said the video shared shows a military exercise conducted by a brigade of the PLA's 78th Group Army, which is part of the Northern Theater Command, headquartered in Harbin, further adding that the video has no relation with any exercise on the Indian border. One Arunachal Pradesh Battalion National Cadet Corps under the aegis of NCC Group Headquarter Tejpur is conducting a combined annual training camp, CATC 134, since yesterday till 22 December 2025 for NCC cadets at Himalayan University campus, Itanagar. The aim of the campus is to instill the spirit of camaraderie and nationalism among the NCC cadets. A total of 272 volunteer NCC cadets from various institutes of Arunachal Pradesh are participating in the camp. 3 associate NCC officers, 12 army instructors, and 9 civil staff are actively involved in imparting training to them. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.